Hello, all, and welcome to the Rockstar finale! Oh my god!
That was a sexy hello, all.
It was a sexy hello, all. My voice is still sort of not here. It's okay. I'm here. So, tonight we have three lovely ladies. Lash, Skywish, and Nani. And we have three lovely themes: alternative rock, emo rock, and symphonic metal. And each was picked by each of them. Lash picked emo, Nani picked symphonic, and Skywish picked alternative. And they had 2 weeks, and they have now sent in their stuff, and we are ready for a awesome finale. It is the last of Skywish's three finales that she's had to do in a row.
Kudos to you.
She had Wonderful World of Disney on Friday or Saturday? I don't remember.
I think it was Saturday, yeah.
And then Popluck was Sunday. And then this was today. So, seriously, Sky, like, amazing. Thank you. For being awesome. And, yeah, I think we're ready to start. Why don't we start with alternative, and Skywish can go first, since it's her theme.
All right.
All right.
I heard there was a secret chord. David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? But it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. Well, she tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room, I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Time when you let me know what's really going on below, but you never show that to me, do you? Remember when I moved in you, Holy Dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah. God above, oh, to shoot somebody who outdrew you. It's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah.
Skywish's first song, alternative rock, Hallelujah. I'm really happy you picked this theme because I think it kind of left things open-ended because the other ones are much more specific.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was the best song choice for you. I mean, it's a hard song in general, and
it doesn't go anywhere, really.
It doesn't. I really loved some of the liberties you took with this. You had some beautiful moments in this, and I think that you really, like, made the song interesting. Like, I didn't feel bored throughout it at all. But, excuse me, I'm sorry. It's not a show unless I cough, you know. But, there was some, like, weird moments in this. Like, I heard, like, a noticeable cut.
Yeah, I heard a few, like, noticeable edits.
Yeah, there were, like, 3 or 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that had been polished a little more. It's fine to cut things. Like, you don't have to, like, one-take stuff and, like, go back and, like, redo the whole take. But, like, if you're gonna cut something, just, like, make sure that, like, the breath is cut and that, like, if it overlaps, it, like, overlaps nicely. But I didn't like dislike this. I thought the chorus was a little low for you, but like I really liked what you were doing with the verses. I don't know if it was the strongest choice for a finale. But it was still nice to listen to. Like I did enjoy it. Val?
Yeah, I think this was a bad choice for a finale song because, like I said, it doesn't, like, go anywhere. And, like, you were trying to do liberties and stuff. Well, you did liberties, but, like, I don't know. I just don't feel like the song it's not, like, enough to... It wasn't enough to keep me interested. Like, I got kind of bored halfway through. And, like, I usually really like your vibrato, but, like, midway through the song, it kind of got really out of control and, like, overtook the notes a lot. And, like, the higher notes at the end, it sounded like your voice was going out a little bit. Especially on, like, the last one, it sounded like... breathy in kind of a bad way, like you were kind of like tensing up a little bit, so like it came out kind of like a little squeaky and like, yeah, it sounded low for you. For me, like, without the liberties, it sounded too low for you, and like I wish you would have like picked another song or put this song up another key or something. So yeah, I wasn't like a big fan of this, unfortunately.
I think this was one of her last songs she recorded, so after, like, 9 songs, I could see her getting tired vocally.
Yeah.
Beloved.
Yeah, when your voice gets really tired, it does some pretty funny things. not that that's necessarily what happened, but I experienced that today. It's really funny. I kind of agree with some of the things they both said. I'll just go through my notes one at a time. The first note I had was the piano sounded really distorted. I've tried to record this before, and I don't dare raise it any more than a certain point, because then it just sounds really weird. But then it's too low for me anyway, so you really need to decide if it's worth it to do a song with a crappy background, or if you have the time to get someone to record it for you. Because there's lots of people on VH that do instrumentals.
Oh, really?
So I think that, yeah, I mean... I make my own instrumentals. Aria does. I know there's some other people too. I can't think of their names though. But yeah, there's plenty of people. Yeah,
especially for one as simple as this. It's only like a few chords on the piano.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know what kind of time you had, but just for the future, if you have the time and you have the resources, you know, take advantage of that.
I think she switched this one. I think she switched to this kind of late in the game, to be honest.
Oh.
So I think that maybe she probably didn't think of anything like that.
Yeah. Well, in the future. Also, I wanted to point out that you have really great control on your longer held out notes. I really enjoyed how you would just hold those out forever and they didn't waver. You weren't like completely out of breath and they were really long notes. So good job with that. I also heard the weird layering and cuts in places. If you need to cut and paste, that's totally fine. But you need to make sure it's as seamless as it can be. Sometimes I will record over my own recording, singing along with myself, so I know where I cut off, and I can come in again. And I don't know what other people do, but that works for me.
That doesn't work for me. I get really thrown off by myself. I'm like, what am I doing? Oh, my God.
Yeah, sometimes that happens to me if I do, like, ad-libbing, and I'm like, what the hell was that? careful not to overshoot some of your notes when you're getting into the emotion and the moment. I know it's really easy to do because you're just feeling it, and you're like, oh, I'm going to hit this note, it's going to be awesome. And then you just push it too hard, and it goes into a place you don't want to go. So be careful of that. I really liked that one way that you sang the Hallelujah where you kind of went into your head voice up high.
Oh, yeah, that was one of my favorite ones.
But sometimes you went flat in the middle of that. So you gotta make sure that you stay on key. And I had sometimes your vibrato sound a little bit forced. I don't know if that ties into what you were saying at all, Valk, but
it
kind of sounded odd towards the middle and end. But I love your tone, and I think given more time and a new instrumental and just more practice, you could really, really do this song really well. And I'd personally really like to hear you do it again.
Yay,
Sky. Let's move on.
We're like super serious, apparently.
That was an intense critique.
That was a really intense critique. It's really long. No, it's okay. It's gonna be helpful. I hope
we all
talk
really long.
Yeah,
like finale intense.
Okay, Nani is up next.
足跡も残さずに
Oh, Nani.
Oh, my.
Oh, Nani. She knows the way to my heart.
Hey, Rickies.
What'd you think, Val?
I'm glad we finally got J-Rock, and I've been waiting, like, all season for you to do it, because we are not racist like some people.
I don't know if it's racist. It might be, like,
it's language.
Languagist, yeah.
I don't know.
Uncultured. Jeez, beloved.
It's anime-ist.
The claws are coming out.
I'm just joking.
I know, it's just funny. Easy.
I don't know. I feel like this was. I really liked your vocals on it and the harmonies and stuff, but I feel like it was kind of underwhelming because, like, I don't know. It is alternative. I don't know how to feel about this. Like, it sounded really good on it, and I kind of wish there was, like, a teeny tiny bit more energy, but that's, like, a nitpick. But I kind of wish you would have picked an alternative song that was J-Rock that was a little more, like, dynamic, because it was just kind of, like, straight through, and it sounded awesome, but it was kind of, like, kind of interesting and kind of not. So it, like, kept my interest because you sound awesome, but I kind of wish you would pick something a little better for the finale.
What do you think, beloved?
I kind of agree about the energy. I feel like after the break, like, the first part was awesome, but I feel like after the break it was just kind of the same. And not that it was bad at all, but, like, I just wanted a little bit more, maybe more energy, or maybe, like, that really cute sigh in the beginning, if you had more of, like, a cute spin on the second half of it, just more, I don't know, character, I guess. I probably would have enjoyed it more. I really like your voice on J-pop and K-pop, and I'm really happy you did a song like this, because I really wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
And I feel like we haven't heard any since, like, the first round or so, right? Or not?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So, anyway, I like that. The first really high note you did, I think I would have liked it to be more of a clean attack instead of it sounding kind of like you were sliding up the tiniest bit and it was really gritty and strainy sounding. Not necessarily strainy, but I couldn't think of a better word to describe what I'm saying. But then it smoothed out and the rest of them were awesome as always. And the entrance to the verse after the break sounded a tiny bit off tempo. I'm not sure if it was or not because I don't know this song very well. And my last note is really great job with the high notes on the E vowel, because those are really super hard to do. And that's amazing, and I enjoyed it. Good job.
I really liked this. I didn't really have the underwhelming problem that Valk had. I liked your vocals a lot. I enjoyed your performance a lot. Honestly, I just sat back and listened. I didn't really have issues. I liked your, like, belts and stuff was very clean to me. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I just sat back and listened too, but I, yeah. It was also kind of like,
So. Yeah. I don't have anything else to say. I liked it a lot. next is Lash.
Lash.
Happiness hit her like a train on a track. Coming towards her, stuck still, no turning back. She hid around corners and she hid under beds. She killed it with kisses and from it she fled. With every bubble she sank with a dream and washed it away down the kitchen sink. The dog days are over her. The donkeys are done. The horses are coming, so you better run. Run fast for your mother, run fast for your father, run for your children, all your sisters and brothers. Leave all your love and your longing behind. You can't carry it with you if you want to survive. The donkeys are over.
Beloved Star.
They were weird.
Lash, I think that this was a really good song for your voice. The choruses were really great. I do feel like it was a little bit underwhelming energy-wise, other than the choruses. I don't know. I just wasn't as engaged as I thought I would be. Some of your entrances seemed a tiny, tiny bit behind the tempo. And then a couple of your choruses, some of it would fall behind the beat a little bit. And I know this is a really super fast song, but you've just gotta push through. really, really awesome high notes, both in chest and in head voice. I really liked that middle break part where it slows down, and I thought you switched between chest and head really nicely, and that's really hard to do, so good job with that. I have a few notes here and there were a little bit iffy pitch-wise. just a tiny bit, really, like in the middle of a word or something, it would just falter a tiny bit. I loved your harmonies and your layers, and I thought it was nicely mixed. And great job on the vocal runs, because I know some of those notes, they're pretty fast, and the intervals can be a little bit tricky. And you did a really great job with that. So, good job. I liked it.
Yeah, Lash, I have to agree about the thinking that this was really great vocally, but for some reason the performance sort of underwhelmed me. Like, I had the Valk syndrome, I guess, on this one. Like, I don't know, like, it wasn't that your performance was bad. Like, even in the slightest, it was good. And your layers were incredible. And I loved, like, yeah, I really liked your layers. I don't know. There was just, like, something missing from this for me. And I'm not 100% sure what it was. Because, like, your runs were so great and your layering was so great and your voice sounded awesome on this. But, like, performance-wise, I just, like, I wanted to hear that you were smiling. That's what it was.
Yeah, this does seem like a happy kind of song.
This is a really happy song. Like, the dog days are over, the dog days are done. Like, yeah, I have made it through whatever shit I was going through. And I kind of just wanted to hear you, like, be, like, happy. Like, you were like, yeah, like, woohoo, like, dancing around. Like, and I didn't get that from this. And I think that's what was missing from it. Val?
Yeah, I also have Valk syndrome on this one. It was, like, underwhelming for me. And I agree, like, the chorus is really good, and, like, but the verses sounded kind of... They sounded, like, vocally... I don't know, like, the sliding up... I don't know, it just sounded like it was kind of in a wonky key, but, like, not really. Like, you sang it well, but it also sounded kind of weird to me. And I kind of wish she would have had more energy, too. But I, like, hate this song with a fiery passion because it, like, doesn't make any sense to me. And I don't really like Florence and the Machine, so I was like,
oh, I love Florence.
Their songs are weird. I don't get them.
They're very, like, I don't know, hipster. I think it's the best way.
I don't like hipster stuff. But, like, yeah, it didn't really go anywhere for me, but your vocal sounded really good on it. Like, when the dog days part started repeating over and over, I kind of wish you would have done, like, runs or something, and, like, yeah, sounded happier and, like, woohoo, I'm gonna high-five the sky and stuff.
High-five the sky.
Oh, yeah. And go with the flow.
Yeah.
I'm just quoting Yu-Gi-Oh! Zexal now.
No. Okay, so next thing we're gonna do.
Michelle's like, put a stop to this right now.
Put a stop to the horribleness that is Yu-Gi-Oh! Zexal. Okay. Next, I think we're going to do symphonic rock, and so Nani will be up first.
Yay!